Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the Bone Real Raw Radio, Roger and JP, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. We were just talking about the inauguration yesterday and why. I mean, a lot of people have mentioned crying or being very emotional yesterday. My daughter cried due to the poet, a friend who cried most of the day because everything was changing, but happy crying. And a lot of people have mentioned that, where yesterday was just that emotional for them. I guess it's such an extreme changeover. A lot of people's minds from a Trump administration to a Biden administration with a first woman of color as a VP, that it hits a lot of people right in the feels, as I say. It just does.
Yeah.
You know, and
I mean, listen, I get a lot of people don't like Trump. I understand it. But
sure,
for it to like, what happened to you personally over the last 4 years that just made yesterday this gigantic emotional drain? What actually physically happened to these people over the last 4 years, to them, not to their perception, right, or they hate the guy. I understand they hate the guy, and now he's not there. They don't have to deal with him, and there's a little bit of relief there. I understand that.
Yeah.
But I ask, like, what actually happened to these people over the last 4 years?
I think maybe that's why it's hard for you to understand, JP, because it's there is stuff that happened. I can't sit here and say that X amount of people personally got X amount of things happened. But it's more of a collective. It's more of a for certain people, certain groups of people that saw what he didn't condemn and what he didn't,
But how come they don't see what the Democrats didn't condemn and all the Antifa riots and all the other stuff? How come they?
Because it's coming from a different point of view entirely. In other words, nobody wants violence. But when that, going back to the riots or whatever you want to talk about, that it's coming from a place of hundreds of years of their ancestors and everybody being oppressed. It came to a boil.
No.
Make it right.
This wasn't Black Lives Matter. I'm not talking about Black Lives Matter. I'm talking about when Antifa was going in and taking over cities. How come all those same people weren't, you know, weren't upset when it wasn't condemned by the Democratic leadership? I'm just like, you use that as an example, so I'm just countering. I'm trying to get it. Like, violence is okay over there, but it's not okay over there. You either condemn violence or you don't.
No, and I'm not saying that that's right. What I'm saying is the people, their perspective, their different point of view about why certain things were happening, like taking over cities or whatever, that reason behind it is something that people might understand or relate to or something. And maybe that, and again, I don't like any of the violence. I can understand how things have come to a head and come to a boil, especially, and I've said this all along during the entire presidency of Trump. I just wanted him to calm us, to
right,
bring calm and not to intensify.
Definitely not a strength. Not a strength of his. I'll give you that.
That's, I guess, one of the things is, come on, someone take charge of this and someone make sense of it. And this feeling from yesterday was that's what we're finally getting.
Monica, my daughter.
I'm sorry.
My daughter Kelly said to me yesterday, it's 4 years of four of the most frustrating years. She said it's 4 years of frustration with a man or an administration that she felt stopped a lot of things in their tracks, where you felt like maybe things were moving forward in a very solid, positive way with Obama. That you felt, you get the Trump, and like, it's just the years and decades of progress that maybe felt stopped, depending who the person is, or things literally not only stopping, but then going backwards, or a lack of respect and a discourse that was, she said the whole 4 years just as a ball of stress and frustration.
100%.
That's how she described it.
And I look at it,
frustration is a great word, because that's what it is. Like, how come people are laughing at things that he says that are racist or sexist? It's not funny. And that's just Trump. And that's extremely frustrating to have to sit here and take, because he was the president. And there's nothing we can do except vote and show up and all of that. And that's
right. But before he did anything, before he did anything, before he stepped foot in office. Not my president.
Because
not
of,
my president.
Because of his campaign.
Not my president.
JP, the campaign that he had the entire time, he was showing who he was and what we were going to have to look forward to if
no,
he got elected.
It wasn't the campaign that did it. It was the it was a lot of the stuff that the media dug up. Stuff that he was guilty of, like grab it by the pee, but they dug up and that message just struck a chord. I'm going to say this about Trump. He was great at the business part of president. He sucked at the people part.
Mm-hmm.
And more Americans.
The business
so we
stuff.
We deserve to the, be treated like
the
Americans.
Business, right, but the business stuff, the financial stuff, the job stuff, that stuff was all working, right? But the people stuff, the COVID and that kind of stuff, he was awful at. But the business stuff and, you know, stuff around the world as well, like the Middle East stuff and that kind of, you know, that was all working. Now, I just hope that they don't go and undo everything just for the sake of undoing. Like, there's some of that stuff, whether you hate the guy or not, right? I always say the truth lies somewhere in the middle, right? So some of the stuff this guy was doing was clearly working, right? Before the pandemic, you had unemployment was at an all-time low. Minority unemployment was at an all-time low. Like, all this stuff was, some of it worked. So I hope they just don't go and undo things that were working for the sake of undoing things that were working. That's my thing. But again, I have no problem telling you where he sucked, and he sucked at anything that had to do with people.
Mm. And you're talking opinion. About the business, and what some people were thinking was, I hope Trump doesn't undo what Obama had working.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
So it's two different perspectives that it depends on what your experiences are that you can relate.
Does this studio move onto the sun?
Yeah, and during the break, I turned it down a little bit, and I feel like it's just starting. Oh, maybe some cool air is starting to come out of there.
It's freezing in here.
Yeah, that studio is different. We have, you know, we can control. Oh, my God.
Yeah. It should start cooling down.
All right, let's get to we'll get to some phones. Monica on line 5. Go ahead, Monica.
Hi, guys. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, girl.
Sure.
Happy New Year.
What's going on?
Thank you.
This is a great conversation. I love what Monica said. I love what you're saying, JP. And I think it's all, and what you're saying, Roger, I think it all is a part of it. And I think if I can break it down to a to a personal perspective from me, is that
just what I need in my life? Two Monicas.
Oh boy,
that's right.
That's a lot.
The chocolate one, remember?
All right, so
I don't know what you're talking about, Monica. I don't see color, but go ahead.
But I think mainly that. I'm from upstate New York, so I'm not where you guys are, but I was aware of all the stuff that Trump did in terms of being, you know, a little bit not so, a lot of racism, like the Central Park Five, you know, he was down on that, and he made that really a bad situation, right? And all the things he did in New York, not trying, letting blacks find housing or Latin people find housing. So, you know, we all knew about that before he got to the table.
But if he was so bad, if the African American community, if he was so bad to the African American community, why are there so many photos with Al Sharpton cozied up with Trump, or so many other leaders in the black community where they would socialize with him with no problem? If he was that bad to their people, why would they have anything to do with him?
Because it's all about the money. But let me tell you.
The answer is.
If that's the case, then how much did those leaders of the black community care about their own community, about their own people? If they were willing to cozy up to somebody who was so bad, if they were willing to cozy up to somebody who was so bad for their people, you know,
I don't know.
What makes them any better?
I can't speak for them. I don't know.
Right.
That's a great question for them. But personally, for me, when he came to power, when he was running and when he came to power, he emboldened people who, like the Proud Boys. What we saw in the Capitol was 4 years of him bringing that to the table and saying, and not shutting that down. He should have, like you said, he wasn't good with people. He could have said a lot of things along the way and still supported you know, his base, but also made all the rest of us feel like he cared about us, and he didn't. And so on a personal level, what that did for me, I was afraid as a black woman in this country to be out and be walking around, especially in Florida.
Really?
Because you know how Florida rolls, you know. I mean, down here, up there, there's kind of not subliminal, but it's kind of under the radar a little bit. When you get to Florida and you get down here and some of these areas, you know, in St. Pete and Tampa, you got to be really careful where you're going. And you don't know. You don't know. I can't hide as a black woman. I can't hide who I am. But a white man or a white woman who kind of may be racist and feel that way about people of color, they could see me immediately. I can't hide. So I felt like I was out in the open, and I'm scared.
No,
he emboldened that.
Right. So now, though, with Biden in office, do you feel that are you going to feel the same way in a year walking on the streets in Tampa or whatever? Are you going to feel the same way? Because
no,
the people haven't changed, right?
I'm more scared because of what happened at the Capitol, and now these people... They're Trump supporters, the radical ones, the ones on the edge that we saw doing what they're doing, you know, and they're mad, right? So I'm still scared. Now it's a different kind of scared because I know they're pissed off even more. So they had him in office, and he did some good things, I know. But that's what I think a lot of us felt from as being women, people of color, LGBT, right. And if you don't live that life, you don't understand it. You don't have that sense of feeling. So we felt like, okay, now we have a leader who at least kind of understands our perspectives and what we go through on a daily basis. And I think that's why people were so emotional.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. No, thank you, Monica. Great.
You know, this is the other thing. You talk about the laws, some of the laws that Joe Biden was responsible, the drug laws that were responsible for putting how many African-Americans in prison. You know, that's why Trump was letting out all those marijuana, you know, all those when he was starting to hand out pardons like Tic Tacs on his last day, which, by the way, has got to be the best job, the best part of being a president.
It's like giving up money.
Out of the whole thing, that's got to be one of the most fulfilling things you can do, where you know you're individually touching that person and that person and that person by letting them out of prison, right? So there's so many those laws that Joe Biden was responsible for writing. Trump was letting those guys that were in jail because of that out. So that's like when we hear how much he's like disdain for the African American communities, but yet he got way more of that vote than anybody could have anticipated. And then you were getting the big names that were starting to come on board with them, like the Ice Cubes and all that other stuff. I get confused by it. I'm not confused. There's no part of me that questions that woman that just called the other Monica, her feeling the way she feels. Like, I've never walked a mile in her shoes, so I have no idea what it's like to be an African-American woman in Tampa. You know, I have no idea. I'm not going to sit here and say, you know, you're scared for nothing, because... You know, that's her reality. But I don't know. It's just like they had him painted. Again, he's not a nice guy. He's not a good dude. He's tough to root for. I get it. But I just don't necessarily buy the entire narrative. Mm. And I think when you have extremists on either side, whether it was these people that decided to take over the Capitol building or the Antifas that are taking over cities, extremists, anything that's so far one way, is dangerous.
Mauricio is on line four. Hey, Mauricio.
Hey, what's up, guys? Merry New Year.
How are you?
I'm doing okay, man. I got a little emotional yesterday. A good tear, you know?
Did you?
Reason being, I'm a first-generation Cuban-American. My Cuban family has been through many horrible things. They've been put in jail for talking against the president or the dictator, you know, killed many things.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.